Welcome, everyone. This is Russ Gausel, Chronicles of the End Times. How are you today? It's good to be with you. As today we're going to be talking about some very serious things. What type of influence do the tech giants have over us? And how do we stay on course and do the will of God in the midst of so much confusion? And to underline again, the technology that we are seeing today, and with the addition of AI, this is in fact the beast that is talked about in the book of Revelation and in the book of Daniel. It's so far out there that it seems like science fiction, but here it is upon us. We can only imagine what it will be like in the coming years. I would like to open up with Psalm 40, the first five verses. Just ministered so much to me this morning, and I believe it will touch your heart as well. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. What a comforting psalm. What a great scripture that God is thinking of us. It is so important that we share our testimony of what God means to us and what he's done for us, and not be ashamed of it. Your personal experience with God is the most powerful thing you could share with anyone. It's something that can't be debated. It's something that can't be denied. They may walk away in disbelief, but if you share it, God will use it. I can't emphasize enough that we need to know the truth. The world is just filled with lies. No matter where you go, it's hard to grab a hold of what's actually happening. What can you trust? Who can you trust? We can only trust the Lord and those that we know are following him. A casual relationship with the Bible, with the Word of God, is a dangerous place to be in this world we live in. So let's get to our subject today. How technology is influencing our lives. I'm going to share a few clips from Michael Knowles' podcast. He has roughly 2 million followers, really intelligent and revealing. This interview is with Dr. Epstein, just a really brilliant man, an incredibly touching story, and downright nightmarish truth. As we listen to this, we have to listen with eyes open and ears to hear. I know we all suffer from a measure of bias, especially in the coming election, and there's so much hate from both sides, and I stay out of that. This goes way beyond the election of 2024. This is about what is here now and what will soon control the entire world. This is the heart and soul of the beast that is to come. And we have to understand that there are forces that are shaping America and the world, preparing the way for the man that is described in Daniel as the prince who is to come, and in the book of Revelation and the writings of John as the Antichrist. The old saying is, love is blind, but so is hate. Hate can blind us to what's going on. And as Christians, we cannot afford that. We must be able to see clearly and allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten us. This is not the end all. This is just the process that we are seeing right before our eyes, where the elite, those in control, and soon the algorithms written by AI will be telling us what we like and what we don't like, and what the truth is and what it is not. Let's take a listen.
We all know that Google has all of our information, probably is subtly controlling many of our desires and behaviors, and might well control the presidential elections. We all, I think, know that in some vague, general, gut-level way. That's at least how I know it. But my guest today knows it with data, which is something that I think most of us lack. That would be Dr. Robert Epstein, who is the head of the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, also the former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today, and holds a PhD from Harvard, but despite that, actually has had a great career and has aroused the ire of many, many powerful people, including the biggest corporation ever, Google. Dr. Epstein, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
I do want to begin, though, with this Google elections question. How bad is it?
It's much worse than you think. So however bad you think it is, it's much worse. So I can just give you two numbers, and maybe that will summarize it for you. Google alone, in this year's presidential election, if we don't do some extraordinary things to stop them, which might be impossible, Google alone will be able to shift between 6.4 million and 25.5 million votes in the presidential election, generally speaking, with no one having the slightest idea that they've been manipulated, and generally speaking, without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Those companies have 100% control over what goes viral, over what gets suppressed, censored, is made to disappear. They have total control. Now, does that mean they're paying attention to every single issue, every single election around the world, every single influencer? No, they're not. So, you know, there's a good side here and a really bad side. So the good news is, well, they're not paying attention to all this stuff. They're paying attention to certain elections, like the 2024 presidential election, obviously. The 2020 presidential election, obviously. We know they shifted more than 6 million votes to Joe Biden. He won by, I think, something like 7 million something or other. Take Google out of the 2020 election, the popular vote would have been very close. Trump in 2020 won 5 out of 13 states, swing states. If you factor Google out, which we know how to do now, Trump would have won 11 out of 13 swing states. So they pay attention sometimes to some things. Most of the time they don't. Well, that sounds like good news. No, that's not good news, because that means that we're left now with the algorithms that they programmed, and no one is paying attention to them. Some people call this algorithmic neglect. And those algorithms are deciding who wins that election in Uganda. Those algorithms are deciding what the best guitar brand is. Those algorithms are deciding, I mean, if you think about it, we're all a little bit uncertain about some things. We haven't made up our mind on every issue. Yep. We just published in one of the top journals in the world, it's called Plus One, a couple of days ago, we published a landmark study in which we show that bias in Google search results can change people's views about perhaps anything at all. That's what the new study shows. And this is brand new. All our previous work had always focused on elections. Now we've gone into the big world. So think about that. That means that the search engine, this wasn't intended, but the search engine, which was intended just to be a kind of index to what's on the internet, the search engine, without people's knowledge, is shifting the views of people who are undecided on some issue or other, which hotel to stay in, where to go on vacation. The search engine is changing people's views, easily pushing between 20 and 80% of people who are undecided on any issue. It's changing people's views around the world by the billions.
We're going to be listening to some more clips from Dr. Epstein, who, as you will hear a little down the line, has gone through some great trauma and personal loss because of the work he's doing. If there was any doubt in anyone's mind that the world is abruptly changing, it's like we woke up one morning and everything was different. And I'm telling you that in the days to come, it's only going to accelerate. And those who are not grounded in the truth, who do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, are going to be lost. Can you imagine this tool in the hands of Adolf Hitler? If you know anything about World War II history, you know how much propaganda played in the control of the people. Joseph Goebbels was the minister of propaganda for the German Third Reich under Adolf Hitler. He was a master orator and propagandist. He is generally responsible for presenting a favorable image of the Nazi regime to the German people. He used movies and everything at his disposal to make this happen. Could you imagine what someone like that could do with the technology today? The ramifications are nightmarish. It's one thing to read about it in the Book of Revelation or some study guide or some novel, but this is being fleshed out before our eyes. We need to stay on mission, reaching people for Jesus. Let's take a listen to a little bit more of this interview.
If we're talking about the most powerful people basically ever in the history of the world, there could be significant reprisals for you. You mentioned that the story that you had given to the New York Post got killed, but I imagine there have been others.
Well, my wife. Summer 2019, everyone thinks 2020 was a bad year because of COVID. Okay, for me, it was 2019. 2019 is when I was asked to testify before Congress the first time. Then Trump, who was president, tweeted about my testimony. Now he got all the numbers wrong, whatever, but basically he was saying Hillary really was trying to rig the election and whatever. So it should have just stopped there, but it didn't. So now the nightmare begins because Hillary Clinton, with her 80 million followers on Twitter, replied to him. Why? She didn't have to.
Yeah.
And basically said the following, that my work had been debunked and was based on data from 21 undecided voters. Now, where did these ideas come from? Why did she reply in the first place? It sounded to me like someone from Google had called her up and said, you should reply and here's what you should say. Could that actually happen? Well, who was Hillary Clinton's biggest supporter in 2016?
Right.
Financially, it was Google.
At this point, by the way, you're a Democrat, right?
I'm a left-leaning independent. No, I'm not a Trump supporter, and Hillary did that thing to me, and that got picked up by the New York Times and 100 other mainstream publications, and I got cut off. That same summer, I gave a private briefing to a bunch of AGs. It was led by Ken Paxton of Texas, and I did my thing. I just told them what our findings were, and they were very, very concerned. I went out in the hall and waited. A few minutes later, one of them walked out. I knew exactly who it was, and he's still an AG, and he walked up to me and said, Dr. Epstein, I don't mean to scare you. He said, but based on what you just told us, I predict you're going to be killed in some sort of accident in the next few months.
Was it sort of a yuck, yuck, ha, ha, kind of, you know, buddy, if you, no, it wasn't.
Oh, no, he was dead serious, and he walked away, and I thought, that was unnecessary. I mean, wow. What, you know? And of course, I wasn't killed because I'm still here. But a few months later, my beautiful, amazing wife was killed in a horrendous car accident. She's driving her little black pickup truck, somehow loses control getting onto the freeway. I mean, I talked to a woman who was in the car behind her, so I'm trying to understand what happened. She got broadsided by a tractor trailer truck towing two loads of cement. Her little pickup truck that I had bought for her literally crushed. She did not die immediately. I was with her during those last 4 days. My head was against her chest. I heard her last heartbeat. I heard her last breath. And now, okay, that's 2019. So here's something else. No one knows. But a couple of months ago, the data coming into our online dashboard, which shows people, a summary of the data we're collecting in real time, 24 hours a day. So if anyone wants to go there, americasdigitalshield.com. But a couple of months ago, I happened to be checking the site, and there it was. This website was there, but there were no numbers. All the way through the site, there's supposed to be numbers and graphs, and there were no numbers and graphs. I figured it's at night. I figure, who am I going to call? So I tried reaching our head tech person. That didn't work. I tried reaching another tech person. He said he'll try to look into it. Then I thought, okay, I've got to call my son. So I called my son. So I have three sons, and I'm not going to say which one, but I called my son, and he said, Dad, don't worry. I'll run over to the special office. So there's a special office we have, which I've never even been to, and I don't know where it is, where some of the things happen that we do, because we have to take precautions, obviously. So this is maybe 11 o'clock at night, and an hour goes by, more than an hour, and I'm saying, well, what's going on? What did he find? You know, maybe there's some equipment problem. So I tried reaching him. I can't reach him. A little while later, the phone rings. He said, Dad, I didn't make it to the office. I said, what happened? He said, well, I got broadsided by a black vehicle, which then drove away. He said, my car is totaled. He said, but don't worry, I'm okay.
Amazing story, amazing stuff. And this man is continuing to gather information on something that we should all be concerned about. We don't have to be Donald Trump or Joe Biden. This affects everybody. This whole interview runs about 2 hours, and I really suggest that you listen to it. It'll be well worth your time. Michael Knowles is a very interesting guy, and he has on some amazing guests. I try to bring information that I believe is important, always concentrating on Scripture and our focus on Jesus Christ and our mission to reach out and show people the love of Jesus. But we cannot stick our heads in the sand and pretend that these things aren't happening. I know lots of times it's so much nicer just to get some message about blessing and how God's blessing us and everything is going to be great, but that's not what I'm called to do. I'm called to bring the positive message of Jesus Christ, but also, just like Jesus, tell the whole story. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. We're going to continue in this vein in the future, continuing to bring to light the things that are happening around us that are fulfilling Bible prophecy. This is Russ Gausel for Chronicles of the End Times. Thank you so much for being with me today. Praying for you all over the world. Keep looking up. The King is coming.